This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Ah, yes.
Splendid sense of timing. I forgot everything till like 5 seconds before when the producer walked in. He didn't even know I wasn't sitting there. Ah, the drama that is live radio. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. When you go to Ammunition Depot and you look and you're trying to find that just right package of ammunition, or maybe those hard-to-find magazines for your whichever weapon you're looking for, in addition to everything else they sell. If it's on the website, that means it's in stock. So you can order with confidence. Feel free to sashay on over there. That is AmmunitionDepot.com. For the longest time, I was sort of envious because I saw this guy popping up, and I mean, Agency Arms has been my sponsor for going on 3 years now, and I saw him popping up at SHOT Show and everything right there in the middle of the new guns popping up. He was there for the NOC, he was there for the classified rifle, and in addition to everything else he did before that. He runs the website that is the Internet's new home for firearm news, gun porn, and the highest quality gun content around. That is thegunCollective.com. Joining me for the first time is John Patton. Good evening, sir.
Hi, how are you?
I'm just trying to cope.
I feel like I got to live up to something now.
Well, no, you don't have to live up to nothing. I mean, that's the truth. I mean, you did all that. That's nothing to live up to. That's a matter of record.
Yeah, that's true. There. I was there. I was there, and it was fun.
Now, the reason I like the Gun Collective, and I don't want you to give any stuff away, because I'm trying to start a little video presence myself. You know, I'm a radio guy, but... Your video presence and your video channel is high quality. I mean, this is not just somebody getting out back with a Quasar camcorder and setting some stuff up. I mean, you do some very high quality. Yeah, you like that, don't you?
That's a dynamite.
Tell us a little. Tell us, what was the genesis behind the Gun Collective? Why did you start that? Give us a little background on this.
Sure. So, you know, I had been doing YouTube kind of gun reviews for a few years, and it was to the point where I got tired of kind of being slave, for lack of a better term, to manufacturers and stuff like that. Like, I had agreed to do a bunch of stuff that I really didn't want to do and ended up having to, you know, fulfill these needs, and I just got sick of it. So I got tired of doing that, and I was actually going to stop altogether. And, you know, kind of in that mix, I was offered to do a commercial for a company and, you know, started my media company. And in the mix of doing that, you know, after we did some work for them and kind of expanded that company and got that off the ground, I said, you know what, I want to get back into this and I want to do it again. I love being in front of the camera. I love being a presenter. And I wanted to do it in a way that had never really been done before. And yeah. Along with the guys that were working for me at the time, you know, we kind of crafted this idea of what is now TGC, the Gun Collective, and the Gun Collective News, TGC News. And that kind of started, I think it was February of 2015, and we launched in June of that year, middle of June that year, and it's just kind of been a wild ride ever since. We've come out with some stuff that, you know, is a different approach to gun news. You know, our industry is traditionally very old school. We do things, you know, on TV and in print and that type of stuff. And now the ability for me to come in and do stuff at a really high quality level was there. And, you know, there was enough news and enough snark and personality in the mix to just kind of come out and swing for the fences. And I think we've done something really special, and it's a lot of fun to be a part of it, you know?
The Gun Collective, the thing I like about the Gun Collective is that it is, goodness gracious, I hope that didn't happen. Oh, gosh. Did I just lose connection?
I'm here.
I sure did. Okay. I thought I lost connection there. Did you guys hear a bunch of audio just then?
I heard something. I don't know what it was.
Well, I was pulling up the Gun Collective Facebook page and it went on autoplay.
Oh. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Anyway. The Gun Collective is it's not your typical YouTube channel. It looks like a studio production. And that's what I like about it. Is that what you were shooting for, or what were you specifically shooting for when you decided to put that together?
Well, you know, anybody can do gun news and just kind of sit in front of their webcam, right? That's not hard. But to come out swinging for the fences as far as quality goes, that creates a new challenge. And to hold that quality every single week after week after week, I mean, that's the kind of thing that, you know, helps set us apart.
Well, I mean, you do some of the stuff technically. I've watched some of the way you put your video together just from seeing you on site. And most people don't understand how good it is to record audio separately. But you do it.
Yeah.
Most people don't know that.
Well, you know, I think a lot of guys just kind of forget. There's a ton of guys out there that make incredible YouTube videos about guns, and you know, they're a huge part of the community, and not all of them focus on every bit of quality. You know, there's different,
right?
There's video quality, there's audio quality, there's content quality. You know, all of these sorts of things kind of come into play when the total picture is, you know, of a certain level of quality. And you know, we just said everything has to be top notch if we're going to do this and do it well.
Well, I would have to say you succeed in that. Yeah, I'm quite envious of the video portion of it because I'm trying to create that myself. But that's okay. We'll talk about that another day.
You can call me anytime with questions, man. That's, you know, part of how I got to where I'm at with the video and all that sort of stuff was just learning. You know, there's still guys that do it way better than me. And, you know, there's guys that I can help. And I feel like I owe the community the help that I got, you know?
Well, that I would have to, I see what you're saying on that. And that's very, I like that myself, but I don't know of too many people that do the kind of production quality that you do.
Well, I just don't.
I mean, I know people that are I know people that are bigger than the Gun Collective YouTube channel just by if you base it upon subscribers.
Sure.
But that's just because you've been out for what, a year and a half, 2 years?
Yeah, about 2 years. You know,
so
we're very fortunate that we're kind of hitting at a level that's above, you know, if you compare numbers, the amount of views that we're getting on these videos are of, you know, the same level of views that channels that are 3 and 4 and 5 times bigger, and it's kind of incredible.
Yes. That's because you guys know how to optimize the stuff. But we'll talk about that at a later time.
Sure.
One thing that I want to point out, the Gun Collective, the website URL and the YouTube page URL will be in the show notes if you're going to be listening on the podcast later on. For those of you that I can't give that out, it's theguncollective.com. It is worth a peek because John is swimming in it. And real quick, if I've left anything out as we're coming up on the first break, is there anything else I need to add to how people find you, connect to you?
I mean, you can pretty much punch in the Gun Collective into Google or any other search engine, and I'll pop up. You know, you'll see my stupid face there.
Well, you know, I'm not going to say anything about that because I am a radio guy. So, you know, I get out there sometimes and I think about the video part and it's delusions of grandeur. But when we get back, more about the Gun Collective. We're going to do a deep dive into this as we go along. My guest this hour is John Patton. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with a reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now, I don't want to sound like I am possibly anti-technology sociopathic or anything, but there's sometimes when I'm sitting here in the breaks and I start to hear the little hums and whines that my studio makes, and I'm just thinking, I wonder how good of radio it would be if I just shot this thing live on the air. But that's just the whimsical thinking of me. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. AmmunitionDepot. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. They've always got multiple specials per caliber. And the good thing about that is if they're showing it on the website, that means it's in stock. It'll show you how many units they've got so you know how many units you can order. Check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. One of the, one of the things that has changed the dynamic of the way gun rights are viewed now today is new media. And where I try to go into new media, I'm actually considered old media. I'm considered traditional media. But I like the new media. And joining me tonight from one of the slickest portals of new media is John Patton of the Gun Collective. Is most of what you do, and I have to confess, have you done any politics, or is it just primarily technical, physical, gears kind of stuff?
You know, we try not to get too much into that. I'll report on it, but I personally, it gets old. The constant nonsense from politicians when it comes to guns gets old. One of the guys that works for me, his name's Adam Kraut. He actually ran for the NRA Board of Directors this past
year.
That's kind of political in a certain way. And, you know, that's about as far as I go.
Who was he running against? What's that guy's name, Cashin?
I don't remember the guy's name.
That one was sort of in the bag, though, wasn't it?
It shook the boat. You know, the NRA guys, the kind of incumbent people, were not too happy. I mean, there was, in comparison to last year, I think there was like 800 more people that voted this year. And right. I think that's due to Adam. You know, he did very, very well, only lost by a slim margin. And he's actually going to run again. And for those of you that are listening that have no idea who Adam is, he's the host of the Legal Brief on the Gun Collective. He's a Second Amendment attorney and just good dude, you know.
I've got his card. I'll have him on the show just so we can set that up. I think me, you, and him ought to run for the NRA board.
That would be cool. That would be cool.
Well,
I don't think the NRA would like me too much because I'm too honest.
Well, you know, that's there's a slim group of guys already in there. And Adam, I think, would have been a good addition to people like Knight and Maloney and those kind of guys. But
Tim and Sean and Adam together would be incredible. You know, seeing the three of those guys in there would be fantastic. I love Tim and Sean in there is already a good start. You know, we did an event at NRA annual meeting called the Gun Collective Panel. We had a bunch of the kind of top YouTube guys in a room, and we did like this audience interaction, gave away like $50,000 worth of stuff.
Right.
And right in the middle of the audience is Tim Knight, you know, and that's pretty incredible.
I was going to come up and watch that, and I don't remember if I couldn't find it or if I was talking to somebody or I don't know what it was.
Sure.
I don't know.
These events get busy.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. And plus, they never scrimp on the size of the venue. They find the most expansive indoor space that you could possibly find. So get a phone call, and you got to walk 11 acres to get to where you're going. And you can see it from where you're standing, too. So that's
yeah. The
political end of it, I fully understand that because I cover a lot of the political end of it. And the political end of it is the good thing about the political end of it is I've been covering this for so long that what we have now that all the mainstream fake news that everybody's out there talking about, well, when did the media start being such an agenda-driven organization? Well, God, since gun control started? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I've been dealing with fake news.
The inception of media.
Yeah. So for them, I sit back and I sort of kick. It's actually sort of relaxing now just to see everybody having to deal with some of the stuff I've been dealing with. But I have a much better time when I can get into the good parts about guns and gun ownership.
Right.
Just out of curiosity, in the gun, why do you think? I keep looking at the NICS numbers, and I just find it hard to believe that the gun industry is in a slump. Have you talked about that?
Yeah, you know, I touch on that almost every week at this point, you know, about the gun industry struggling. And I think it's simply a matter of the last 8 years set records year after year after year. And now we're kind of normalizing, and the gun industry is going, oh, crap, we beefed up. Now what do? You know, we have to kind of pull back because sales are, even though background checks are doing good, I think they were projecting these huge numbers. Because to be fair, I think a good portion of the gun industry was expecting
Without a doubt. Election
to go a totally different way.
And, without a doubt.
You know, right, right. So they, you know, they beefed up, and I think it's just a matter of people kind of figuring out how to work in a normal gun industry, because we haven't had that since Obama was in office. I mean, we just have not had normal.
Well, you know, what we have now is we have a reduction in growth, but the numbers are still higher than they, you know, than they've been in. I mean, wasn't last May the second largest NICS checks in May or June or something like that here recently that it ever has been?
That wouldn't surprise me.
I mean, it's just a slowed down growth. It's not some breakneck thing, because what we need is we need Machine Gun Joe Biden to get out there on a constant basis with his Osmond brother teeth and get out there and go, of course, we're going to do something about these guns. And then, you know, let the buying begin. But he's not in power no more, so nobody would believe him.
Right, right. And now, you know, it's really all about just firing two blasts of shotgun into the air.
Just buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun. That's right.
You know, I think also a good portion of what kind of got in people's heads was the strength of the AR-15 market. You know, that was super, super strong, and everybody, you know, was coming out with their own new products around that. We had huge manufacturers come out with mediocre AR-15s, and that market just kind of fell on its face overnight. I think the handgun market is still really, really strong because people are still very focused on self-defense. The kind of underlying culture in the U.S. right now is still pretty rough.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, the top-level AR-15 thing that was going on kind of got pushed aside. Now everybody's focusing on other things. You know, you don't have to panic about an AR-15. People are like, all right, well, I don't need an AR. I'll just buy a handgun.
Yeah. When we get back, I want to talk to you about what you like to carry, concealed carry, that kind of thing, and everything. What you see in the trends out there with the audience of the Gun Collective. My guest this hour from the Gun Collective is John Patton. He's the guy in front of the camera all the time. Very slick. Go check it out. GunCollective.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Again, make a note, like I say, every time that plays, I am not in a midlife crisis. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com, which hopefully I will have a sound engineer here tomorrow, and then I can play that really good audio that I have versus me talking about it. Ammunition Depot is 27,000 square feet. It has 50 million rounds on hand. One of the most comprehensive deep selections of magazines for your semi-automatic weapon. Go check them out. AmmunitionDepot.com. My guest this hour from the Gun Collective is John Patton. Some of the video that you can find there for you Colorado residents. Can you have a gun and smoke some weed? I would have never thunk about putting that one up, John. Have you still got John?
That issue just comes up all the time. You know, hey, marijuana's legal. Can I still get a gun? Well, marijuana is illegal on a federal level, and people forget that gun regulation is federal.
Right.
It's funny.
Well, it is, and... depending on who you talk to. Now, if you start talking national reciprocity, then New York and New Jersey and Illinois and California are going to get it. They go, states' rights! What is your particular weapon of choice that you like to carry?
Lately, I've been carrying a Springfield XDS. I've been carrying that for a long time. It's okay. You know, it's slim and it's nice in the summer months. I've been using, there's a local company that gave me a holster recently called Viper Holsters.
Right.
And they do something interesting. They do a full Kydex holster, but then they put this really nice soft leather on the back to kind of help it against your skin, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, I'll carry a Glock 19. I used to carry an HK-45 full size. I'm different. You know, I I like 45 over 9 just because I feel like I shoot it better, but personal preference.
Well, I'm going to tell you, this week I swore off a Glock.
Oh, boy. What happened?
Well, you know, I look at Glock, and I don't expect any of these gun companies particularly to be Second Amendment advocates, okay? They're in business, mm-hmm. and in some cases they got to operate in hostile territory because they operate in states. That's fine. Glock USA, I think, is a very fine company. Gaston Glock, he has made the statement many times that he doesn't need the civilian market, and he's got law enforcement. 70% of law enforcement carries guns. I know that. He's made other statements in the past. He seems not to be a very good guy because he completely disinherited his children and hid hundreds of millions of dollars from his ex-wife so he could divorce her, and they're in a big brouhaha over that now. And he believes the Glock perfection thing, which I think Glock coming out, hey, listen, Glock is a fine gun. I've carried one of those since 1991. But I'm not, you know, when they first came out, nobody could compete with them. But here lately, they've been sort of sitting back on their laurels. They're really not doing anything. And ergonomically, I prefer either the, I'm really big on the SIG P320. I want to try the H&K VP9, but I do like a 45. I'm with you on that one. I've got a Nighthawk for that, to scratch that itch. And, oh, I never itch.
That Nighthawk is a very, very good way to take care of that itch.
Yeah. So
yeah, I mean, you know, when it comes to the Glock, they're just kind of boring. You know, I'm sorry to anybody listening that's a huge Glock fanboy, but Glock hasn't done anything truly innovative in years. And the market has shifted around them while they're not doing anything innovative, and now has surpassed them in a lot of ways. With the exception of sales, I mean, the Glock 19 is still one of the most popular guns on the planet.
Yeah.
But, you know, as far as ergonomics and features and all that sort of stuff, there's a lot of guns out there that have really, really good features that go toe-to-toe with a Glock all day.
I had high hopes for the M&P when it came out, but I haven't tried the agency M&P. I'm not a big M&P guy. I want to try the agency one. I've got one coming. I'll try that, and maybe I'll become a... But, you know, I mean, you've shot agency guns. You've shot plenty of agency guns. Do you think agency takes that to another level, or is Gaston right? They're just perfect just the way they are, John. What do you think?
I think agency takes everything they kind of mess with to a new level.
Yeah.
That's what they do. You know, I've shot that M&P, the agency M&P, and it's awesome. I like it more than I like their Glocks. You know, I'm not a big time like Glock fanboy, so it's not really shocking that I like the M&P more, but it's a really, really good gun.
Have you tried the 509?
I haven't shot one. I've handled them. I wasn't super impressed with handling them. It felt just like kind of like everything else. But you know, it could be good when you shoot it. I think a lot of guns, people just go to the gun store and handle them.
I'm talking about the agency 509.
Oh, I didn't even know they did that.
Oh yeah.
Wow, I need to call them and be like, hey guys.
Michael.
What's going on here?
T&E, brother, T&E. Well, he was at the NRA meetup because that was when they did the Agent 1 with Nighthawk. That was an interesting piece of steel, right?
Yeah, that was really cool. I like that gun a lot.
So, and I mean, it's not just agency, there's Boresight, there's ATEI. These guys get out there and I mean, when they're not just cutting the slide, they're actually, there's calculations going with that, and they're making it lighter in certain places and balancing it and all these other things. For an older guy, right, like me, getting arthritic hands and everything else, that grip reduction that all of these guys do is splendid as far as making the gun more functional, more lethal in our hands. So Gaston, I wish him nothing but the worst. I hope the judge drags him through it. Do you know how many mistresses he set up in Atlanta, Georgia with houses?
No.
He bought enough houses to start up his own subdivision.
Nice.
With all of his little side Glockettes. And, I don't have any illusions about the rest of these guys. I mean, FN, or I don't think any of these guys are Superman. And I'm not looking for them to be Superman. I just am not looking for them to get out there and fight against the cause, which sometimes Gaston seems like he's done that.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's a shame. You know, I fully expect every owner of a company that's selling guns in America to step up. When the politicians start running their mouth, I think it's the responsibility of every single one of those dudes to be like, no. But that's not always the case.
No, it's not always the case, but, you know, it might be the case now since what happened in Alexandria. That made it sort of personal for them. They yeah. have long existed thinking, well, the starch in my shirt has a ballistic coefficient. Nothing can get to me. Oh, no. That's not the case. It's never been the case, and I'm sorry that had to happen in order for them to find out that there are no safe spaces. So I'm waiting to watch and see how that happens. They're talking about a carve-out, which is the worst thing they could possibly do. I'm pushing for. I want to be able to go down to Manhattan carrying a gun so this guy that said he'll buy me a steak, he can buy me a steak, and I can eat it with a with that lump on my hip.
Yeah, that would be nice to be able to just not have to ever disarm.
Yeah.
That would be cool. That would be real cool.
Just because
you know, especially
some imaginary,
you know, guys like you and I, we start to travel, and you know that becomes kind of annoying. You know, when you're going to different states, it's like, oh, am I allowed to have this in that state, or yeah. am I going to be illegal, or am I just going to leave it at home? You know, all that kind of stuff plays into it.
Going into the next break, my guest this hour is John Patton of the Gun Collective. I strongly suggest you go check it out, just because of the varied content that they cover. And he has a team of people, and I mean, he has a team of specialists. And that means you're getting some really good information in a format that is very entertaining and very, very high value, high production quality. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Okay, I was just looking at stuff and I realized how much I got to step up my game. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. It's 27,000 square feet. It's 50 million rounds on hand. I'm pretty sure they got you covered. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Talking with John Patton of the Gun Collective, which the Gun Collective is actually... Let's see, you have the legal brief, you have friendly fire, and is not a review, is that a portion?
Yeah, so the friendly fire and some of the other like playlists on the YouTube channel, they're kind of breakouts from TGC News. So there's like different segments in there that I'll every once in a while we'll pull one of them out and repost it by itself. Just so people can, you know, check it out later. And the non-reviews are great for that. You know, it's really just a short, sweet, kind of here's a product and here's why you might think it's cool type thing.
And what is friendly fire now? Is this where the industry tries to eat itself like it sometimes does?
That's a good guess. But, no, friendly fire is like the weekly Q&A type thing. You know, we have a bunch of segments that we rotate in and out. Like we do a segment called Good Guy with a Gun.
Right.
We do one that we've been doing a lot called the Gun Tuber of the Week, which is a way for me to highlight somebody that's got maybe a smaller audience and could use a little help up and some exposure. You know, that's a new thing that we've been trying. You know, I just like to try and mix it up as much as possible so the audience isn't watching the same old every week.
Now, on the Friendly Fire one, it says, who would you want to see host TGC News? Did you ever watch Laugh-In?
No, I've never seen that.
That's before your time, is it? There used to be a guy, there was a guy that was sort of like, well, did you ever watch The Price is Right with Johnny Owens?
Yeah.
I could be your Johnny Owens, John.
I think if you can get your rear end to Pennsylvania and stand in front of the green screen, I will gladly put you in front of the camera.
No. I'm not talking about being the news guy. I'm the guy that announces the news guy.
I could be
that guy for you. Johnny Olson. It was Johnny Olson. Johnny O.
Welcome back.
You would be Bob Barker. I'm Johnny Olson. I just get stand back and welcome back. And now Bob Barker. And then I sort of sit back and enjoy my mint julep or my scotch on the rocks until the next time that I don't need to be slurring my words.
I think you've got that job locked up.
Now, I see the NRA trying to do this NRA TV, and they have very high production as well. Which do you think is actually more effective? Do you think YouTube and the kind of stuff that you do and podcasts, and do you think that's more effective than the NRA? Because the reason I ask that is with my colleague Cam Edwards, for example. He is a world-class radio broadcaster, but he's on Sirius XM satellite, which has a very limited scope. I mean, you have to subscribe to it. And then they can't even quantify that audience. Has nothing to do with the quality of a show. But my question is, with the turnaround as far as way gun rights and the explosion of gun purchasing and everything, do you think it was something like NRA TV? Or do you think it was something a little more fundamental and grassroots like YouTube, like the Gun Collective?
Well, I think it's way bigger than all of that. You know, I think the NRA TV is good for what it is. I think, people have to kind of take it like, hey, this is the messaging from the marketing company behind the NRA. I don't think a lot of that is the NRA's voice. But that's a discussion for a whole nother time frame. I think, you know, as far as the content that they put out, it's good content. There's a lot of great stuff on there. It comes across to me very, I'm trying to think, very like
scripted?
Traditional in the way that like some of the shows remind me of, you know, the Bill O'Reilly type crowd. You know, that's what they kind of remind me of.
Right.
And that's not to say that they're all like that and it's all junk. I don't know. I have not seen all of their content, but I think they could certainly do a better job at engaging the audience. They could certainly do better at that. And that's why, you know, YouTube and Facebook and Instagram and all of these social platforms have done so well is because it's a two-way conversation. And with things like NRA TV, it's often not,
right.
You know, and when you put an organization like the NRA, who is constantly battling both sides, you know, the gun guys want them to do more and the anti-gun guys want them to do less.
Right.
You know, they're in a very, very tough position, but I think it would behoove them to kind of become more of a part of their own community, as it were.
That's interesting. The thing that I think most about is that with the advent of YouTube, like with some of the stuff you do, some of the stuff that Mac does, Hickok, all these guys, you guys are the test drivers for things where it used to be traditionally when you went to a gun shop, you didn't know what to buy. And
sure.
You were at the mercy of the gun shop guy who everybody thought the gun shop guy was, you know, the quintessential expert. Now instead, you have a wide range of guys out there, various ages, various, backgrounds and everything, picking up a gun. And if you look for a gun, you can look at three different reviews and get a pretty good consensus of what you think of the gun and whether or not you should purchase it. And I think that has led to making buying a gun an easier lift for those that don't know anything about them, especially women.
Yeah, I totally agree with you there. I think it's certainly kind of desensitized a lot of this, demystified things. You know, there's a lot of people diving really deep into what's offered, in the gun market, and a lot with suppressors now too. That's becoming a more popular thing. And I think it's awesome, you know, to be a part of the community, but also have a resource like that where no matter what you're looking for, you can look that up. And I can almost guarantee, unless it's an absolutely brand new gun that's literally just announced that day, somebody's got a review on it. And oftentimes that's the case too. You know,
right.
They'll wait to announce a gun and they've already got three or four reviewers on deck. You know, and that's fantastic.
Well, that's the thing they do now, isn't it? What they do, these gun guys, their gun makers have decided, well, if I get a couple of these reviewers here, I'll just go ahead and let them have it on range day and they'll pull up a video of it while I'm still showing it off and debuting it, it'll be out there.
Yeah. I range day, you know, SHOT Show and all that, that's, to me, that's a very quick thing. I don't think you can really dive into what a gun is at things like that. But, you know, the point is, I think it's really cool to see so many of these guys out here doing really, really good content on all kinds of sectors. leaders of the gun industry. You know, you've got guys that are talking about accessories and triggers and holsters, and then you got guys that are just doing reviews and just doing ammo, and it's all over, and it's so cool.
One of the reasons I want to have a bigger YouTube presence is I talk so much about politics that I get out there sometimes, and when I'm thinking about who I'm talking about, like on the Republican side, the lackadaisical attitude they may have or something like that, I start sure. thinking that an overpass looks really good and I could hang myself from it. So I need to do something a little more uplifting, John. I need to do more fun stuff.
Yeah, politics can definitely get pretty heavy.
Oh, gosh. Well, it's not that it's so heavy. It's just that it's so stupid. I mean, these guys, it's probably good you don't look into that. But if you were to look into that, you would find out that politicians are a bunch of idiot dolts, and they're only as good as their staff, and their staff is a bunch of punks. That means they're all idiot dolt punks.
Well, I think it's a lot of, you know, when it comes to politicians, I think we run into this constant "I have to get reelected" type mentality.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, isn't it? Yeah. So.
And that's
you nailed that
more
one.
Than everything else.
Yeah. You're right about that. TheGunCollective.com. From there, you can go to all of the YouTube channels, which there are many. You can check out all of the content. This is outstanding stuff that is out there. If you're not subscribed to it, you should subscribe to it. They are swinging a lot heavier than their weight. They're hitting it further. It's good stuff, and I'm glad to see it happening. It gives me hope for myself, John. Thank you for taking the time to join me this evening.
Well, I appreciate you having me on, brother. It was a lot of fun, and you know, hopefully we can make this happen, and maybe someday I'll get you in front of the green screen, and we'll get you on TGC News.
Just remember to pixelate my face. We've got to do it the right way. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, brother.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
When you're young, you trade your health for wealth. In turn, when you're old, you trade your wealth for health. AirLife is here to help you save a little of both. AirLife is the top seller of replacement pads for the ElectroBreeze, the Micro Power Guard, the Air Ranger, and many more. ElectroBreeze replacement pads have been tested to perform in all polarized media air cleaners. If you need replacement filter pads, visit us at AirLife1.com or call 800-916-7873.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.